Okay. Guten Tag. Parshas Balak. So we are continuing with the words of the Mashgiach of Volve in Elishu, Chelik Beis, Beis Tov Beis Vov. We're talking about Yoni Bitochen. And last time we spoke about something that is mamish learned out from this week's parsha, the concept of Adam Shadam Roitz Leilich Malicha Moisei. The person has a strong desire to go in a certain direction, Hashem will give him the ability to do that. But we see from this parsha that it's not always good, so you have to be careful what you ask for. Bilam thought this is going to give him wealth and covet, and didn't give him anything. It brought his death about, because first one has to have clarity if this is the Ratzon Hashem. Is this really what Hashem wants him to do? Then, do the maximum and ask to say, have the strong Ratzon, they'll get the good things. Well, here Bilam didn't bother with finding out what Hashem wanted him to do. He did what he wanted to do, and according to his mind, this was the best thing in life, wealth and power. And if that's what we're going for, wealth and power, then Hashem may give it to us also. There are many wealthy and powerful people in the world that got it because they wanted it so much, Hashem said, take it. But it's not giving them anything good. They had Olam Haba, it's using up their Olam Haba because they're doing it at the expense of their Zechuyos. And aside from the fact that very often the wealth and the power doesn't bring a pleasant life to anybody. Very often in these things with wealth and power are so hard people can't manage with them. There was a big tzaddik in Russia, and he was extremely wealthy, and then he lost his wealth. And the last years of his life, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He basically lost it because the Russians took everything away. And he lived in poverty the last years of his life. And somebody asked him when he was older, you went through the Nisayon of wealth and you went through the Nisayon of poverty. Which one was a more complicated, hard Nisayon to deal with? And he said, I'll tell you the truth. The Nisayon of wealth was harder. So, Baruch Hashem, I mean, the person who Hashem gives him wealth, we'll see soon, is what to do with it. That person has to know that stage number one is to have clarity what is really important in life and then go with that from Kol HaKoyches. And Echelani, for one person, it could be Chochmah, and mother person, it could be wealth if it's used properly. There are people that are very wealthy that are Tzadik Yadol, doing the right things. But first, we have the clarity, what am I doing here? What am I doing it for? Do I have the right intentions? Is this what really Hashem wants for me? And that's basically what we're starting today, the next piece. It's Dalid, Oyes Dalid, page Tough Reish Vov. Says the Medrash Tachuma, Parshas Matos. It's not this week, it's next week. Sholosh Matonis Bar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olam. Three great gifts Hashem gave to mankind. Chochma, Gevura Va'isha. Wisdom, strength, and wealth. Zoch Adam Le'echad Me'em Notul Chemdes Kol Ha'olam. If a person was Zeicha in one of them, then he got something that is desired positively, we're not saying it's just everybody likes it. It has a tremendous positive value. Wisdom, wealth, and strength are all positive values. Don't think the Torah holds that the wealth is nothing, or strength is nothing. There is something very positive about it. The question is what you do with it, how you relate to it. In Mosai, what is it considered a great gift if you relate it to it in the proper fashion? Is manshim matonos shemayim upois mikrav gevura shakodesh bohu. You got a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Gevurah. He gave down these strengths. It's a gift from Hashem for us to use as Hashem wants, and we use the way Hashem wants. That's the greatest gift. He gave us kelim, tools to become great. But if a person looks at the wealth as his wealth, he looks at his power, he looks at even his wisdom, it's worthless. Even if he got it from Hashem, he doesn't realize it's from Hashem. He doesn't use it in that fashion. Suddenly becomes a hoardy, balgaiva person. Oh, I'm so smart. I'm so wealthy. I'm so powerful. Once he starts thinking that way, ain't no klum, it's worthless. Because if we think of it, all these things, in a relative to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's nothing. No matter how wealthy and how smart and how powerful a person is in this world is just a tiny speck of the universe, which is a tiny speck of the entire creation of all the Ulamas that Hashem created. Ma'odom ki tizkerenu. Who are we? We're nothing. That's only if we look at ourselves as I am the boss. As a boss, you're a tiny nothing. One amoeba thinks he's a boss of another amoeba. Well, what is that? It's nothing. But if he realizes that this is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he could use to have a elevated and powerful keshe with Hashem and do things in a way that people that have less of these do. Other people are more limited. They can't do what he can do. He does the right things with it. That's the greatest gift of the world. Matanis Eilu continues the Medrash. If he doesn't recognize that these are a gift from Hashem, and maybe according to what he said before, it could be even more than that. When it says Eina Min HaMokim, obviously everything in this world is from Hashem. The question is it coming from Hashem, the desire to be made to us, because we were stubborn? We said, I want this, I want this, I want this, and I want this, and Hashem said, you want it, to have it. But it's not really something Hashem feels it's good for us. If we're getting it because it's something we want, without making all the cheshbonos, is this really something that I need? Is this something good for me? He'll lose them. Safely passing me metal. Says the Chachamim said, there were two Chachamim in the world. Echad mi Yisrael, echad mi Yisrael. Achitofel mi Yisrael. Achitofel was one of the rabbis of David HaMelech. He was a tremendous, tremendous Chochem. Even in Torah, he was a tremendous Talmud Chochem. Talmud Chochem, he's a very learned person. Ubilam. Bilam was also a great, great mind, great power of Navua that Hashem gave him. Shneim Ovdu min ha'olam, min ha'olam hazeh, min ha'olam habo. They both lost everything. Achitofel saw that David HaMelech wasn't following his Eitzah. He choked to death. Bilam ran after the Sari Moiv, the ministers of Moiv, hoping maybe he'll find some way of getting some money out of it, some power out of it. Just got this illness, and he ended up was killed by the sword. So they were given the gift of Chochmah, but they didn't use it as a gift from Hashem, because they used it to further their self-interests, their ego, their power, and they lost everything. They're two very powerful people that came into the world, one from Yisrael, one from Goyim. Shimshon be Yisrael. The Goliath, Yumas Oilam, Shneim Avdum in Oilam. Shimshon also. He was a tzaddik, but he made a mistake. And he got distracted from what his goal in life was. And he went after the woman that he shouldn't have gone after. And that ended his life. If he would realize that his strength was a gift from Hashem solely, only for Avodas Hashem, he'd be careful to watch over it. It's the most precious thing you could have. A person has a very valuable diamond. He doesn't just one day leave it outside by accident. He watches over it nonstop, 24/7. Goliath, Neu Masailam, Goliath, David and Goliath. Hashem showed the whole world. Now, this person has so much physical power. You think you're powerful. He was Mekarel Chmor Litzlon. Everything is Mazalzal and Dovashim Gedusha. He thought, Aniv Avsiyoid, I'm the most powerful person. He lost everything. Shnei Ashir Amdubaylam, two wealthy people that went in the world. Also one from Yisrael, from Umasoylam. Kairach mi Yisrael, who was the wealthiest Jew. Homan, who was the wealthiest guy. They had tremendous treasures. Shnei Avdum in Oylam. Because they also. Mistakenly, Korach, he put up a whole show that he was fighting for the covet of Klal Yisrael. Maduat is Nasu al Kala Hashem, Kola Eida Kulam Kedoshim. And he won the, not only was he wealthy, he won the admiration of, and the support of all of Klal Yisrael Kimat, because he was fighting for them. But he didn't realize, one second, everything I have And from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe Rabbeinu. What am I starting out with Moshe Rabbeinu? Is there an ego issue over here? Is there a covet issue over here? Do I have negiyah? Is that leading me off? It's a frightening thing that throughout life, everybody has to constantly check himself, because you have people who could live 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, behaving good, and then comes up a Nisayon, and suddenly a person gets caught up. Oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. And he forgot to make the chesed. Do I really have to do that? Loses everything. And Haman Kamuvan, he didn't need anything. He wasn't lacking anything. Mishnah Lamelech, number two. You see from the Pesukim, the amazing, that when he noticed, they told him, pay attention. With all your guys, you're not even paying attention that Mordechai Tzadik is not bowing down to you. When he noticed that, he said, Kol Zeino Yishoveli. That's what he told his family. You think he's insane? What do you call Zeino Yishoveli? You're the wealthiest, most influential, most powerful. No one's bowing down to you. The king listens to everything you say. One old Jew is not bowing down to you, is not showing. That's the mind frame of a person who thinks I'm running the world. Then, and that's what happens. He can lose everything because he wants complete dominion. And we think, wow, these extreme examples, yeah, we have no sheikhs, not the Bilam, and not the Homon, not the Chitoifo, not the Goliath. It's not true. Every one of us has a certain level. Baruch Hashem, we're not anywhere near them. We're tzaddikim, kulam tzaddikim, kulam tohirim. But we have Bilam, the Chazal and Pirkei Avos, they tell us that what are his three traits? And those are the three traits we have to check within ourselves. Ayin Ra, he could see the good in himself. He couldn't see the good in others. He was able to see all the faults in Klal Yisrael. If I go around looking at the faults in other people, I have to realize that there's something wrong with me. A person who has a fault, he finds it. This is one of the most direct ways of a person finding out what faults he has. If he's constantly noticing a certain fault in other people, it is a proof that he has some of that. Ayin Ra. Ruach Gevoya, Nefesh Rechova. If a person is Bal Gaiva, he feels that things have to be done his way. He gets upset if they're not done his way. He expects everybody to look up to him and only see good things about him. He has part of the mistake of Bilam. Nefesh Rechova, he's overly excited about physical pleasures. Also, once again, the person's supposed to enjoy life, feel good about himself. But the question is he taking things out of proportion or not? Is this the way Hashem wants him to react in this situation or not? The person gets angered by certain situations. He has to realize Hashem does not want us ever to get angry. So come on, we're not at that level of tzaddik and gemur, we never get angry. But at least pay attention to what's triggering our anger and realize that's coming from the fact that we realize we deep down feel we want to be the ones who are running the world. Rav Volba used to say that old time Ashkichim, not today's, this is not for our generation, it's too sharp. They say that deep down, the Baal Gaiva, if an opportunity to kick HaKadosh Baruch Hu off the Kisei HaKavod, he would do it. That's part of the mind frame of many people. If you think we all have a little bit of this, I have to be in charge, I have to have it my way, I have to run things. I'm the Baal Abayis. And that's apostle, all those machshavas apostle, the trace. And they cause us to lose things that we have. That's what the Chazal is saying. If you think it's yours, and it doesn't help to say slogans, yeah, I know it's not mine. It's how you react to things, how we behave. If I use it in a way that I show Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's from Hashem, and I'm using it in the best possible fashion, that's the biggest broch in the world. And if not, Chas v'Shalom. Yeah, it says, "Lefisha loy ha'isa matnosa me'akodesh bohu elayu chaytfim ba'isam lehem." It's a strange lashon that these ones that lost the chokhmah, the wisdom, the power, and the wealth is because they chapped it from Hakodesh Bohu. How do we chap it from Hakodesh Bohu? Everything we get from Hakodesh Bohu. So he says that he understands the idea of chapping it from Hakodesh Bohu is there's two ways you can get it. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad his hashkocha, and a person feels, I want this person to have this gift. I want to give them the opportunity to use it properly. I want them to have wealth. And I hope he's going to use it right. I want it to be very smart. I want it to be powerful. That's one way of getting. But the other way of getting, which we alluded to before, is chatifa. I chap it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you chap it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? I say day and night. I dive in such a long Shemoneh Esrei. The whole Shemoneh Esrei is, oh, I want to be a millionaire, a billionaire, trillionaire. Hashem says, okay, that's what this guy wants. I'll give it to him. Not because Hashem feels it's good for him. Because there's a midah in the world. Hashem set up the world in the fashion. A person really wants something and he's going all out for it. Hashem's going to make it, let him have it. But in that case, if it was just so overwhelmed with his desire of becoming wealthy, and he tells everybody, oh, when I become wealthy, I'm going to start giving the stock. And generally, these people don't give the stock in end either. When they get wealthy, they get more self-conscious. They always think they don't have enough, and they need enough of grandchildren and great-grandchildren and 20 more doyers. And if they start giving out, who knows what's going to happen? The whole world's going to pounce on them. They're going to become most impoverished people in the world. The Yitzhak has so many wonderful, they write books and books about all the different cheshbonis that people have. Why not to give what they have? And why people think they don't have enough, even though they have way more than many other people do. And they can manage with less. But that's the way it goes. Because if the person looks at it, it's mine, then I have to protect it. I have to protect it. If he says, and he realizes, this is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mine. Do I really need all this? What is the minimum I can manage with? Or at least the minimum I can manage comfortably, called me, we don't expect a person who's wealthy to eat just dry bread and water, or live like Rav Steinemann, the Chayin Levocha. And it's possible, but that's already, we don't have to expect it. You live comfortably, but okay, I'm living comfortably, but come on. I may be overly cautious with my tzedakah. My wealth. Person also could down the whole day, could even down to be, I want the God-Lador be the world, biggest chacham in Klal Yisrael. But if he's looking at it as a way of also to gain covet and power, then he can be very wise, but it's not going to serve him properly. He's going to, you'll get involved in machlekes, and who knows what he's going to get involved in. People don't always use it properly. Gvura, all these things are like that. So he says like this, that one pshat of chatifa is that he got it because he desired it so much and Hashem felt it wasn't the right thing for him. But he continues, the Mashgiach continues, that's not a full explanation because by Bilam and Shimshon was not the case. They got them without asking for it. They got it. A malach came to Shimshon's mother and said, I'm going to give you Shimshon. And Bilam says, also, that in Hashemayim, they wanted it to be a guy from Umas Olam. So, before he was born, this was already destined that he's going to be the Navi.
Sorry, Rabbi.
So we have to understand.
Can I just,
yeah.
What did Shimshon lose? Because in the end, it seems Shimshon, you know, he
lost everything. I mean, he had a tragic ending. He became blinded and he was put in jail.
Right.
He couldn't continue functioning. I mean,
the
last thing he did in his life was he gave up his life for Kiddush Hashem. But you know, that was not the lechatchila way of things happening. It would have been better if he would have been Oyvav v'Nisayon, and then he would have his power the way he would have, and he could get rid of them and stay alive also.
Right. Okay. But he got all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we name after him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he wasn't like these other ones. Yeah, he was at a higher level than the other ones. But there was still something lacking over there. In his recognition, how this is a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have to watch over. He tried hard, but you know, it was a big nisayon, and that nisayon, he failed. So what is this chatifa? What is this grab? They grabbed it. So he says, Chayavav says, that if you use Chochmah properly, it'll be a refuah for everything. It's a medicine for everything, for every physical, for every emotional problem. But if you do not use the Chochmah wisdom properly, then wisdom can be the most complicated thing. We know so many people that are very intelligent, they end up committing suicide, they have psychiatric problems, and even if they don't have that, they have personality problems, nobody could get along with them. Because Chochmah is a powerful thing. And depending on how you use it, you could come at the most beautiful person. Just someone was speaking the other day, and he said he had tremendous tzaras, and he went to a different gedolim what to do. He said that when he went to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Reb Shlomo Zalman just looked at him and he said, I feel so bad for you. I don't know what what I can do for you. And he just started crying. And that itself was a tremendous chizik. This person remembers it 30 years later. The chizik he gave, how this Adam God, his whole life was just immersed in Svarim. But it brought him to such a greatness with his wisdom to be able to see into the other person's feelings. He heard the cry coming out from the other person. He was able to feel the pain of the other person. That's what Chochmah was for, to be able to feel what's around us, not just live with our feelings and everybody has to be sensitive to us. So he's saying that this is this idea of Chochmah could be a refuah or could be the source of all the pain and sorrows in life. He says this is also with all the matanis. They have a way that they should be used. The way they should be used is the way Hashem wants us to use it. And everyone has to know that when it says the three matanas of Chochmah, Gvura, Oisha, it doesn't mean that if you're not a billionaire, and if you're not an IQ of whatever number it is, 180, and you're not the most powerful person on the block, that you don't have these matanas. It's not an all or nothing thing. Everybody has a certain level of this. Everybody has that level of intelligence and insight. Everybody has a certain amount of panosa that he has. Everybody has a certain amount of strength of character. Whatever level we have, but we have to realize these are gifts for Hashem. They have special derech, how to use it. And the way they're supposed to use it is the way it's rotzi l'shamayim. The way Hashem has nachas from it. Not for us to take power for ourselves. That's a chatifa. I'm using that gift that Hashem gave for me to emulate him. I'm following his ways, and I use it to give myself more power. That's what Yirmiyahu said, Al Yisal Chochom B'Choch Mosoi. We say this Tisha B'Av. A wise person should not praise himself of his wisdom, not the Giva with his Gvura, and not with the Osher, the Osher, Kim B'Zoisi Salam Isalim, Haskil V'Yadoya Isi. The Betz and the Medrash itself brings this Pasuk. So, it's an interesting pshat in the pasuk. Some learn the pshat in the pasuk is, a wise person, don't praise yourself with your wisdom and not your strength, not your wealth. The only thing one should praise himself for is to know Hashem. Use what you have to know Hashem, to emulate Hashem, to be close to Hashem. So there could be a way of learning it that it means that all these three things, Chochmah, Gvura, V'Yisha, are really have no value. The Maise, this Medrash is saying not like that. It says these are three matonas gedolos, three great gifts. So it can't be pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is saying they're nothing. What it means to say is, I saw chochom bechochm osoi. Don't be misal that. Oh, I'm a chochem. I have chochma. I'm a gibur. I have gvura. I have wealth. If I look at it as mine, then I'm going to lose everything. But realize that have chochma gvura. It's not mine. It's a way to be haskil be yadoy oisi. It's a way that I should become more wise, more powerful, more koyach to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu and emulate the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he's saying. That we should use these gifts to bring ourselves closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, be love Kodesh Baruch Hu more, we want to emulate him more. As you know, we've said in the past that idea yadoya. Recognize that Rambam always used and goes together with Ava. To recognize the greatness of Hashem. Look at this thing, gift I have. It's from Hashem. Hashem gave such a gift to me. That's time. So I should go in his ways. I should be his representative in this world. I should represent and strengthen the ideals that are choshev to him. If a person uses them in proper fashion, then they have a key. And if not, chas v'sholem, then it's considered that he took the gift that was given to him by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he chapped it for himself. It was given to Kodesh Baruch Hu as a deposit. I'm giving you this to use in special fashion. If we say, thank you for the gift, I'm using it the way I want to use it. And come on, that chatifa, that chapping it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu will have no key. So this is what we have to think about. The different things that we have in life. Everybody, like I said, we have to it's easy to go through life complaining if it's just if I have more of this or more of that. That's not matim for a mature adult, even though most people never reach maturity. But our Kopanim, an Oved Hashem, realizes that everything I have in life is a gift from Hashem. And I have aspirations. We're supposed to have aspirations. And I'm entitled to have aspirations. Whatever tool I decide to go, my mahalach in life, mahalach is limurat Torah, mahalach is chesed, mahalach is tzidkus, my mahalach is business, doesn't matter. All of them are mahalachim that can be mahalach of Hashem. But when I'm requesting to have a high madrega of what I have, and also be mizbayin and paying attention that I already have it now, just want, I want more of it, I have to have clarity before I do it, ask for it. What am I planning to do with it? How am I planning to use this and keep my mind focused on the way and use it in the proper fashion? How can I prevent myself from chas v'shalom? Shimshon HaGibel was a tzaddik, and it was only been one nisayon after the other. Then finally, he fell. I have to realize that all these three things, mitzad echad, are the biggest gifts: wealth, intelligence, and power. Mitzad sheni, the biggest nisayonis. If we realize it's a nisayon, and we realize that if we ever get it, and what we have already now is gifts from Hashem for us to use in the right fashion, mitzad Hashem, we'll be able to stay focused and use in the proper fashion. Like I said, we should be zeicher, stage number one, to appreciate what we have, realize that we do have a level, each one, of chokhmah, oyishiv kovod, generally more than we think. We have more than we think. We just don't appreciate what we have, because sometimes we want, why can't I have like him? Forget about him. I have a lot. If we want more of any one of the three, bakasha, you have the right to ask from Hashem for more. You have to have clarity why you want it, and make sure you protect yourself throughout life to use it in a proper fashion. Yeah, we should have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Good work.
Yeah, good work. Nice to hear everybody.